540 AM WAUK and 101 FM with Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789. And my next guest is legendary national radio personality Bob Law. You know, he hosted Night Talk, the nation's first nationally broadcast daily black call-in radio show, which aired on the National Black Network for over two decades. He was also a board member of the Historic Black Music Association. Currently is busy with participation in multiple national organizations, including a principal Powernomics organizer and chair of the Central Brooklyn Leadership Council. In 2017, Bob founded the National Black Leadership Alliance, which I am happily a part of. He and his wife have also run Namaste, a health and wellness store, for over 25 years. And he's just a renaissance man. And more than anything else, I'd like to call him my friend. But I've learned so much from him over the years. So I want to introduce to many of you who haven't heard him before, Bob Law out of New York City. What's going on, Bob? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Man, I'm reading all that, and I'm saying, is that you?
While I'm listening to you read it, I'm saying, no kidding.
I think more than anything else, what I want the listening audience to really know about you is you knew personally Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Jesse Jackson, the major movers and shakers of the civil rights, Minister Louis Farrakhan, the legendary leaders of the civil rights struggle in this country. You knew them personally, and they knew you. So there's not a whole lot of people left who, you know, you can say that about, and I think people really need to try to grasp the fact that you are one connection to all those great men.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah,
it's true, though, right? Up,
yeah. A relationship, particularly with Jesse, with the minister. I had conversations with Dr. King, Malcolm. I wouldn't really claim them so much that I, a personal, ongoing relationship like I have with everybody else. And I'm a lot closer to Malcolm's daughters, a lot closer to his children than I was to him personally. His oldest daughter, Attila, is my granddaughter's godmother. And I know his Ilyasha, but I do have that relationship with his family as an ongoing relationship. But I came up out of we all started in the civil rights movement. I was a member of the Congress of Racial Equality. We all started out with the movement for integration and assimilation. But I became involved in the Black Consciousness Movement, which produced the Black Arts Movement, which produced the Black Power Movement, and those movers and shakers, really important people, and I did have and still have a relationship with those of us who are still here, Amiri Baraka and Larry Neal, Hakeem Adebuti in Chicago, Sonia Sanchez, Nikki Giovanni in New York and in Philadelphia, and the people who were very much a part of the Black Consciousness Movement and the Black Power Movement, George Ware, Kwame Ture, then known as Stokely Carmichael, and SNCC. Those are the people that I really worked with and had an ongoing relationship throughout our lives.
You know, Bob, we're going to get into a lot of different things, but I wanted to just, it's Black History Month, as we bring it to an end for 2022. I just wanted to at least get people who are listening to hear from an organizer extraordinaire who was a part of those things. What happened, Bob? During, you know, we saw some movement, we saw opportunities, some doors opened, but our condition has not improved. As a matter of fact, it almost appears to be headed backwards. What do you say to those things?
Well, if you begin with the civil rights movement, the civil rights movement was probably the most glorious liberation struggle in the history of this country and provided a model for liberation struggles all over the world. People were in Tiananmen Square singing "We Shall Overcome," if you remember.
Yes.
The people who are the people on the right wing who just drove up to
the truckers.
Canada.
Yeah, the truckers.
They call their group the Freedom Convoy, you know, and to block the traffic and block the bridge. And, you know, the Black United Front did that in Dallas. We've done those kind of things. We are the people who pointed out no justice, no peace. They got that from us. The civil rights movement also was much more principled and much more honorable. What's happening, and the civil rights movement had visionary leadership that was really struggling for true liberation for all people. Whatever we organized around would benefit everyone. When we said, let's go fight for voting rights, we didn't say voting rights for men only. We didn't say voting rights for Black people only. We went to fight for voting rights, and all of the people who were being denied the vote benefited from our changing the legislation and making voting possible. When women... The suffrage movement said voting rights. They were talking about white women only. And when they heard, and when leaders of the suffrage movement saw the early mobilizing for voting rights for Black people, they absolutely opposed it and said that Black men were not intelligent enough, not astute enough, should not be allowed to vote. They were afraid that Black men would get the right to vote before white women. White women did not struggle for everybody. They struggled for white women only. The civil rights movement was a movement for the liberation of all people. And what's often overlooked is that the civil rights movement accomplished everything it set out to do. Because the civil rights movement that people are familiar with, of course, led by Dr. King and others, that movement was about voting rights, which we won. It was about desegregating public accommodations, which we did. You know, it achieved what it targeted. However, the adversary, white supremacy, organized to push back on everything. And they are still pushing back. Wait a minute, if I could.
Yeah, no, that's...
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is not helping. All right, well. But at any rate, it's not that the civil rights movement failed on any level. The movement accomplished what it set out to do. Our goals changed. White supremacy pushed back, like they're doing now. We won the right to vote, and now they're engaged in an aggressive voter suppression campaign. They are trying to roll back, push back, and undo the what we had accomplished with the civil rights movement. But the white supremacy had its own anti-black strategy that that they developed in order to counter and undo what we had done. So we pushed for, but our goals change. And as the goals change, we began to look not just at integration, not just at assimilation. We began to look at the acquisition of economic and political power. When we looked at the acquisition of power, then they pushed back even harder. When we began to look at the need for self-determination in the black community. And as people began to preach self-determination, Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam began to preach self-determination, then they really pushed back. Then they demonized Elijah Muhammad, Minister Malcolm X, Minister Louis Farrakhan, everybody, Marcus Garvey, all of the people who were lifting the banner of self-determination and the acquisition of economic power. Then we moved to the acquisition of political power. The conference in Gary, Indiana, said about 50 years ago, said that we should pursue electoral office. We should run candidates for mayor in major cities around the country, not just in small southern towns. But and so we began, when our goals change, the adversary, which is white supremacy, they began to push back and continue to push back. But they have a strategy for doing that. And so when we say there needs to be a black mayor, let's say, and we did that in a number of cities and are still doing that. But what white supremacy does is that it understood that since black people were denied access to so much, jobs in corporate America, movie roles, TV shows, since black people were denied so much, they say, let's just give them that. Let's give them, let's put black faces in high places. Let's take a few black folk and lift them very high. Let them be very wealthy, lift them very high. Don't resist that. And that ought to be enough of a buffer to counter and even confuse black folk.
So Bob, hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. The legendary Bob Law out of New York City is on the line. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.